Honey, I'm going over this crater and get you some of this white soil. I think it's coming off of this rock here, but it looks like caliche. I never thought I'd use that word up here, but that's what the coating looks like. Right here. Let me see this. Come and look at it, John. It might be just a total white rock. It cross sun. Oh man, your setting's gonna be terrible.
Can you see it?
See it right there?
Yeah. Oh, we've had a bag failure already. That thing.
Where?
Little pull tab came off. You can still use them though. Here, hold this for me.
Okay. Joe, you got my camera?
Yeah, and it's filthy. Get a little shovel full of that stuff.
Guys, Charlie, it does look like caliche.
Doesn't it look like caliche?
Yeah, but it's just a bunch of white rags. Please.
And I'm gonna get this rock here, too.
Put that in there?
No, go ahead, I'll get another bag for that.
Billy, ill equipped to help you here.
Okay, that sample of white material is going in bag 355, Houston.
Okay, bag 355. Okay, 373.
Really works when you spin them up, Tony. It's great. Okay, John, I gotta change the mag on my camera. Can you give it to me?
Somebody?
Tony, man. magazine alpha is going out with 110.
Okay, we copy that.
Dust everywhere, John.
But that's what they say, all right.
The magazine golf is going on at frame count 2.
Okay, golf.
Put a bit on the lens, though.
I know it.
Fantastic.
Third blow, Tony. Okay, golf run.
Okay.
It's looking good.
Very good.
Okay, Charlie, which bag do you want?
Gotta get there. There's a set of bags over here.
Okay, so 5, 6, 7, 8, I get you one.
I get them, they're already. I gotta load you up.
Okay. Did you get these cap dispensers? We don't need those, do we?
I put them in there. I think we got a few more tubes.
That big rock right there is a breccia. Look at all those plastic in there.
I know it. Most of them in here are breccias.
Yeah.
I picked up one. Yeah, that's about a 2-rock breccia there. Okay. See you on this side. John, you know you lost your little plate. Tony, on that one bag dispenser that on John's camera, the little ring came off of it and the bags are just dangling loose. But we'll be able to use it still.
Okay.
Oh man, look at that. Look at one. Come here and let me get this thing.
Oh, I'm sorry. Thought you wanted me to look at something.
It'd be easier to do that without the
fall down, Charlie.
Yeah, I fell down.
Sorry.
Believe it.
I'm filthy, huh?
Yeah. Can you bend over, Brady?
Yeah. There we go. How's that?
We gotta walk this way a little bit so I can bend over without bumping into the rover if you please. It. Boy.
That's what I tried to do, and that's when I fell down. Let's see, the area is pretty well policed up over there. When I come back to get the core tubes, I'll pick it up.
They do that good, too.
It's a good place to do the Grand Prix out here. You'll pole vault yourself right over the stone.
Okay, I understand.
Tony, looking up sign towards the eastern part of Stone Mountain, you cannot see those lineations, but as we look across on, those lineations are there.
Get over some, Charlie.
Yeah, and they trend sort of upslope to the northwest or to the... got it?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny, it trends exactly the same as Hadley.
Yeah, it does, exactly. And it goes right up over the ridge, a ridge line, and back down the ridge, the one that's got Cinco craters on it, and then back down into the ridge where...
Boy, Charlie, it looks like we could just smoke in Stone Mountain. Looks like they're about 10 feet away from
it. I know it. You just run right over there. They wouldn't stay on a minute ago, man.
They can't get it off.
It was unlocked. It might
be the problem. There you go. No, you're right. Okay, now bend over. I got the strap. Stand by. Bat. Still on it.
Okay, I'd like a full set of readouts here, and we'd also like to verify that you have the front drive on bus A. Drive power.
Front drive is on bus A, and yeah, I changed that back a while back.
Rod.
Okay, we're going to mode switch one. Will that mess you up on getting this front drive stuff?
No, that's okay.
Houston, we're going to mode one, okay?
Okay.
Okay, you don't want to be checked
with. And at this point, the crew has switched off the television. They're prepared now to drive across to Flag Crater, the first stop on their geology traverse on this extravehicular activity. That crater is about 1.3 kilometers distant from the ALSEP site. It'll take them about 11 minutes to get there. And at the present time, this EVA is progressing very smoothly. We have we predicted that the ALSEP site, based on the headings that the crew gave us from the lunar rover, is about 200 to 300 feet south and perhaps a bit southwest of the landing site. We're now some 4 hours, 3 minutes into this extravehicular activity. And following EVA 1, we expect to get a decision on the possibilities of conducting a third period of extravehicular activity. Our situation with that, with respect to that third EVA remains unchanged. We are doing the preliminary planning for three EVAs, and at the end of this extravehicular activity, if the consumables continue to look good, we do have an excellent chance of being able to get all or part of that third EVA in. However, that decision has not been made at this point and will not be made until we've gotten a chance to see how the consumables, particularly the lunar module water supply, which is used in cooling, looks after the first EVA.